Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL.
Michael Imch combines expertise in epidemiology and geography to track the spread of infectious diseases. His team is mapping over space and time where COVID-19 testing has occurred. This information, combined with other data, helps determine where testing deserts might exist. Dr. Imch studies the disparities in testing, who got tested, how often, and where and when those tests took place.
I direct the spatial health research group using our expertise in disease ecology and spatial data science. We do collaborative research in public health medicine and geography. And so our group is involved with many studies, including several on COVID-19. So for instance, we're conducting analysis of large data sets in North Carolina, including how many people were tested for COVID-19, how many people had it, where they live, where were they treated, how old they are. We also map over space and time where testing occurred over the last few months, and the testing data, we combine them using geographic methods with other data sets such as census data, and this will help us determine where we might have testing deserts. We identify testing deserts that will help us understand where disparities exist for who gets tested, such as urban-rural differences, socioeconomic disparities in testing, racial-ethnic disparities in testing. My subfield is called medical geography, or some people call it health geography. And in that field, we study human-environment interaction and how it can lead to disease incidents. When I talk about human-environment interaction, we look at the social and built environment, such as things like segregation or violence, and social support within a neighborhood, such as churches and other institutions. But we also study the biophysical environment because it helps us understand who gets some diseases like malaria or cholera, which are linked to the environment. We look at environment and human interaction holistically.
Dr. Imch and his team are beginning to analyze the testing in North Carolina and the country at the beginning of the pandemic.
We're just beginning to work on looking at the disparities in testing and the disease burden. And so I have different hypotheses about why. The reason why more Latinx people might be hospitalized might be related to comorbidities. The more Latinx people that have been exposed to the disease and have tested positive might be related to their work environment. There's a higher proportion of people working in, for instance, the meatpacking industry, and it may be occupational in nature, the transmission, but it also could be the conditions in which they're living that may be crowded, which is difficult to social distance. And so I don't have any conclusions, but we are starting to analyze those data now. And those are just hypotheses at this point. So the massive differences in hospitalizations, for instance, would be related to sort of structural differences in populations. There's no question that we could have and should have done more testing at the beginning of this pandemic in the United States. And our job is actually to reconstruct how much testing there was in different places in North Carolina. I'm interested in figuring out how many people were tested over space and time from the time the pandemic started in North Carolina until now. We have the data and we're analyzing those data. And we also have data on something about the individuals who were tested, not just where they were living and where they were tested, but we also know something about their socioeconomic status. But we don't know the answer yet because we haven't analyzed the data enough to be able to tell you the answer.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on 97.9 The Hill on demand, or visit thewell.unc.edu.